And we're back to the Rude Boys Top 10 for April 10th. That's when this is. That's today. Definitely.
Yeah.
April 10th, welcome, everybody.
Welcome to another Top 10.
Oh, wait.
Wow,
wait.
I didn't even get it out, you talking over and stepping over me. God damn.
All right. You know what, Tom? It's my goddamn birth month. All right? Since we're future-proofing this episode. Fine.
What's April 22nd? I don't know. Some jerk was fucking born.
Some jerk was born. But April 10th.
Oh, what a great friendship.
Rude Boys, Top 10, Wolverine, 50 fuzzy years. 50 fuzzy years of Wolverine. Happy birthday, Wolverine. What is the list this month, Tom?
So last month for March was Enemies.
Enemies, yes.
Now, since
the month before that.
Was
fuck
buddies.
Yep, fuck buds.
Now,
poke pals, as they say in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is a very funny show.
Which is actually up on Netflix.
It's on Hulu. Oh, it's on the CAC.
Yeah. Since, you know, this is your birth month, we're going to do Wolverine's allies.
Okay.
His buddies.
I like that. Okay,
his
cool,
friends,
cool.
His compadres.
Cool. I like
it. First up is. And again, no particular order.
Never a particular order.
Cyclops.
I would say that's not a particular order, yes.
Yeah. They're like, you know, they hate each other. Like,
yeah.
It's a rivalry.
Yes, 100%.
All because of one redhead.
Is it all because, like, if Jean wasn't in the equation?
I think it's also a lot of, like.
That definitely doesn't help.
Yeah, no, I think it's a lot of, like, Wolverine does things one way.
Yes.
And
Scott does things.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like that video you sent me, like, talk about how, like, you know.
Scott Summers isn't a cop.
Yeah.
No, 100%.
And now, next up, speaking of...
Well, because
okay,
I didn't want to interrupt. I'm waiting.
Oh, new
waiting
leaf.
My moment. Listen, new year, new me, right?
Yeah,
new
okay.
Birth year. I got to say, for two examples, perfect. One, when we did Trading the Backs, Wolverine and the X-Men.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, at that point, there was X-Men were post-schism. So,
yes.
Like, Wolverine had his crew, Cyclops had his crew.
Yep.
There's one issue later in the series where they have to team up.
Yeah.
And it's like... They know what to do.
They fall in
you know
the,
what I mean?
You know, another is the set of Uncanny X-Men comics that happened right before Krakoa.
Okay.
You know, Wolverine just came back from the dead,
mm-hmm.
and him and Cyclops just got back together,
yeah.
trying to get the band back
like,
together.
Like, they will clash, but when it's
shit
time
goes
to,
down.
Yeah,
yeah.
Another one was in one of the early episodes of the animated series. They clash instantly, them two. But I think they were either tracking... They weren't tracking the Juggernaut. They might have been tracking Sabretooth. And as soon as it was... fuck, I'm ruining this whole story. But basically, Wolverine goes AWOL like he does. Cyclops goes to follow him. I know, I tried. Cyclops goes to follow him. And, like, they're still fighting. They're still fighting. And then he's like, how would you like to... hunt this guy down, and he's like, "All right, let's do it."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like immediately, like, all right, we know the deal.
It's like that scene, like you know, from The Town, where Ben Affleck is just like,
"Never saw The Town."
No, so I'm sure it's like a video that people use, like you know, for like friendship goals, where it's
okay.
just like Ben Affleck is just like, "Look, we need, you know, I need you with me. We're gonna do some bad stuff. We're gonna hurt some people." And then it cuts to Jeremy Renner being like, all right, whose car are we taking?
Right.
Like
yeah,
shit like
but
that.
Like, at a certain point, like, I mean, you know, Scott knows where Wolverine's strengths lie.
Yeah.
So he takes his bullshit. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Same thing with Wolverine.
Next up is Jean Grey.
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, is an ally, but could also be problematic for...
Definitely.
You know, for Wolverine, you know.
Right.
Giant Size X-Men was when, like, you know, he first laid eyes on her,
right.
and, you know, instantly Cyclops was like, yep,
this was a mistake.
That there's going to be a rival.
Oh, this was a mistake.
You know, but at that time, Angel had a thing for Jean Grey.
Professor X did.
Yeah, because she was like, the only chick.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Stanley.
Because
Polaris bounced.
Right.
You know, she was just like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
This is No.
It's a one trick pony.
Right. I don't know what that means. But Gene, like, very good ally. Like, I mean, to the point, she actually asked him to, like, she asked him to kill her.
Right, and X-Men The Last Stand, we saw that. Mm.
During the Grant Morrison run.
Right, okay.
Like, they were...
Actually, we did see that in the movie. Did happen. They were... On celluloid.
I'm gonna hit you.
Right.
But
it was cool when Famke Jensen... Yeah, that was an interruption, I'm sorry. When Famke Jensen showed up as, like, a ghost, pretty much, in The Wolverine.
Uh-huh.
That was cool. Sorry, yeah. I'm done.
I love Eugene. I love Eugene. Who's Eugene?
That's pretty funny, actually.
Also, any fucking way,
Age of Apocalypse, there were big time allies there. Weapon X and she was just Jean Grey, right? Yeah. She wasn't like Phoenix or some shit, right?
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm done.
There was a Wolverine, which, whatever.
I don't know. They were like, we have this name we gotta use. Yeah. I don't know.
Who could we give it to? I don't know. Give it to this fucking Jerome. I don't know what he is.
Maybe that was Cyber. I don't know. I know it wasn't.
Fuck, I was saying. Whatever. Moving on. Mm-hmm. Next up is X-23.
Okay.
Wolverine's his daughter, essentially, because he's cloned from her.
I mean, that doesn't make her, like, little sister. It's more of a father-daughter relationship they have.
I don't know, like, how they're... I mean, she's tried to kill him a lot. So,
maybe sister.
Yeah, maybe sister.
Right, okay.
Again, X-23 started off as an animated character, not comics.
Oh, right, in Evolution, right?
Correct. Yes. Yep. And she became very popular, much like another character that started off as animation. Harley Quinn, we're looking at you.
And I was trying to think of another one. I couldn't think of any.
Those are the only two I can really think of.
I'm sure there's another one.
I'm sure there isn't.
Never. That never happens
again. X-23, like, you want to talk, like... In the last top 10, we said Daken has a very powerful healing factor.
Right.
She has a very, very powerful, like, one. Like, to the point where, like she got her arm cut off.
Okay.
And then, like, she threw her arm to somebody. They're like, hold on to that. I'm going to have to regrow it back. Like, you know when it was, like, all adamantium skeleton.
Okay.
And, you know, she held it there, and it reformed around her. So, Chris is fact-checking me as I'm doing this.
Yep, Bebop and Rocksteady, Firestar, Herbie, the Wonder Twins, all characters that started off as cartoon characters that became comic book characters.
Cool, I hope you feel better about yourself.
Livewire, the Green Hornet of all people.
Next up.
Morph. Even though technically it was based off Changeling, but whatever. Jimmy Olsen. Oh my god, Tom. Terry McGinnis. I've heard of him.
So this is going to be
X-23 the... X-23 and Harley Quinn, the last two. Yes.
This is going to be the last top Rude Boys
anything. It's only April.
Yeah.
It's Rude Boys anything.
Yeah, you've ruined it.
You started it.
Next up is Captain America.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I like this one.
Captain America and Wolverine have had, you know... dealings and working with each other since World War II.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I'm waiting for you to say your thing.
You know, they were... Even fucking, you know, I'll throw Winter Soldier in this mix as well.
Okay, I like it.
They've had dealings. Like, Wolverine was put to work with Captain America and Bucky in case Captain America gets a little too powerful, I guess the Canadians were afraid of.
Oh, okay.
And he was supposed to say, Captain America. And that's why Bucky was also aligned with Captain America.
All right. In case he gets mouthy, then you get him.
Yeah, all yeah, right. Yeah. Continue. So it was
contingency
just...
plans. Yeah. I gotcha.
Wolverine, you know, trained Black Widow you know...
Listen, Kevin Feige, you really want to get the butts back in the seats? Give us a World War II movie with Chris Evans, Captain America, and Hugh Jackman, Wolverine, and you got us.
Saving a young Magneto from the camps.
Okay, cool. Fine. That's fine. I like that. It doesn't have to... They could just be palling around. Like, I don't care about that.
Like a buddy cop movie?
Yeah, sure.
Kind of like what Wolverine Deadpool's gonna be.
You got Namor. Throw him up in the mix. You get us some invaders.
Yeah.
There you go. Perfect. That'll get some butts back in the seats. Even though Wolverine wasn't really an invader.
Huh?
I mean, Wolverine wasn't an invader. I'm talking about, like, just the Cat, Bucky...
Oh, okay, yeah.
Human Torch, Robot, and Namor. Wasn't there another character? And
female Human Torch.
Naturally.
Yeah.
The comics were weird back then. They're like, this character, nope, they're gonna think he's queer. Give him her a chick, you know. Like that's where Batwoman came from. Sorry.
Next up is Storm.
Nice.
Again, was on our list two lists ago.
Uh-huh. Which one was that?
The Fuck Pals. There you go.
There it is.
Again, they. You know, introduced, really introduced, like, even though Wolverine was introduced in Incredible Hulk first, but, like, you know, they really came into their own giant-size X-Men.
Yes, yeah, that was,
like, yeah. And they always kind of, like, they definitely clicked.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, like, there have been points and times where they've, you know, had relations, but they've always just respected each other. Like, sure. There's, you know... When I get two books back from my younger brother, I'll let you borrow them. And, like, you'll, like, see, like, Storm. Storm's one of the ones that can actually rein Wolverine in.
Right.
Like, be like, yo, dude, chill out. Like,
yeah, I think it's a lot of respect that absolutely he has for her.
That's exactly
and
what
vice versa,
it is.
But, yeah. You know.
Speaking of giant-sized X-Men,
this
is... Wolverine's best buddy, Nightcrawler.
Oh, yeah.
Him and, again, introduced same time as Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Nightcrawler, awesome. Like, very, like, you know, again, I would say another person that could kind of rein him in. Like, you know, very fun, like, always interesting when they have the panels where Nightcrawler's talking about religion to Wolverine.
Yeah.
Who's just a science project.
A good part in Hox and Pox, too. Where they were ending up sacrificing themselves.
Yep.
And then I'm going to murder the lines, but it's like, all right, well, this is it. What do you think is out there? And he's just like, I don't know, but I'll see you on that side, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, nah.
Cool stuff, yeah. The moral and religious compass. So
yeah. I love their friendship.
Yeah.
Another giant-sized X-Men person, Colossus. Right.
There you go.
Honestly, I would love to see Marvel give me an X-Book with these four.
Storm, Colossus, Nightcrawler, and Wolverine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me an X-Book of them, like, doing, like, missions and, like, remembering, like, you know, the shit that they have had to do.
Right.
Which, funny enough, is their first mission was going to fight Krakoa.
Right.
Very funny. Yeah, when Colossus died, like, Wolverine was definitely, like, heartbroken about it.
What, post-legacy virus?
Yeah.
Curing of? Like,
yeah. And vice versa, even when, like, you know, when Wolverine got killed.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of history, because obviously they were both introduced / reintroduced in the same issue.
Yep.
You know, and then on the same team for so long, and you know, comrades in arms for so long. Interestingly enough, the, issue, fucking A, the episode that Colossus is introduced in the X-Men the Animated Series is a side that's kind of a side character, but whatever. First thing he does is he throws Wolverine. And it's like, oh, there it is. Speedball, fastball special. There you go. And then even Wolverine just like, the kid's got an arm or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, there you go. There you go, nerds. So I enjoyed it too.
Next up, Spider-Man. Spider-Man and Wolverine definitely. They are awesome. Like, they are.
They become awesome. And really, a lot of it's only my history with Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Is obviously the one of the bigger team-ups they had, Spider-Man and Wolverine, is when Spider-Man accidentally kills somebody because he thinks that it's Wolverine sneaking up on him. But it turns out she wanted to die. She was some spy. It's convoluted. It's weird.
Yeah.
But it's a thing that comes up in Spider-Man again, because it's like that was a person he killed.
Right.
But I think more of like the Avengers, when they team up to become New Avengers,
yeah,
that's when you really get a lot of the camaraderie.
Spider-Man threw Wolverine out the window.
Now listen, they got a taste for redheads, and what are you gonna do?
Well, that was because
they got it tight.
Well, Wolverine was also trying to get Spider-Man out of his head,
right?
Because at that was that it, did it make it.
This, I think this was post, this is maybe when something, people were gunning for him, literally.
Yeah, something happened, and Spider-Man was just, he was ignoring Mary Jane.
Okay.
And Wolverine's just like, oh, well, maybe I'll go see what Mary Jane's doing, and I'll take her a ride on my Harley, or something like that. And Spider-Man just fucking takes him, and throws him through window down... like that, like from the top of Stark Tower, and Luke Cage is just like, yeah, Spider-Man just threw Wolverine out the unbreakable window.
Yeah,
windows.
I was about to say, yeah, I remember seeing that.
Like, just fucking hysterical. Like,
so interestingly enough, we just did the Fuck Buddies episode of Wolverine, not just, but 2 months ago. 2 years ago, actually, I'm sorry, 3 years ago. Nope, I'm an idiot. 2 years ago, we did the Loves of Spider-Man. So there you go. Then both know. Have multiple, they have frequent flyer miles to Pound Town to all members of the Marvel Universe. So are they penis cousins? Have they dipped in the same company ink?
Jesus,
Jessica Drew? No,
no. Carol Danvers?
No, I can't see Wolverine going after that. There's got to be somebody.
I'm sure.
There's got to be somebody. Enough booze gets him. I mean, enough booze gets him in the Wolverine system. I'm sure. Spider-Man has a healing factor, too. I'm sure it probably takes a lot for him to get drunk, too.
Oh, yeah, but not as much as, like, it takes Wolverine.
True.
Yeah. I mean, shit. I mean, you want to talk Wolverine going to Pound Town, you look at Ultimate X-Men. Holy shit.
There's got to be a... I'm gonna do a quick look up. Go ahead.
Eternal Safe Search.
Yep. Oh, my God. No, go ahead.
Psylocke is another... another ally, like, especially during... Jubilee and Jubilee and Wolverine's time in Madripoor.
Okay.
After and I bring it up every time, and you're always like, the what? The Siege Perilous. Where,
sure.
Like,
all
yeah, right. That's where the body swap happens between Psylocke and the assassin Quanon.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. And I mean, they palled around in the Jim Lee books,
yeah, they,
too.
Yeah, they were part of the blue team.
Yeah. Well, and not only that, but, like, in the raid on Genosha, it was specifically them, too. And Jubilee, I think, was there also. But, like, yeah, she's big. She's big on that point.
Yeah, that and, like, you know, during Executioner's Song, like, they really weren't... Like, because that's what about when the team, like, the blue and gold team was stopping.
Uh-huh.
And, like, Psylocke's like, you know, we really haven't hung out all that... You know, all that much, and like, they have a good conversation, so. But yeah, they've always been kind of tight. And last but not least is Professor X.
Sorry, okay.
Obviously, Professor X brought Wolverine into the X-Men, has always had such a deep respect for.
Go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
For Wolverine, so always good to see.
Yeah, he would always root for Wolverine too. Even in the animated series that I'm rewatching, like he's like Scott's, you know, Boy Scout, and he's like, okay, like Professor Wolverine was mean to me or something like that. Yeah. And then Professor X is like, Scott, Wolverine's got his, leave him alone, like let him do his thing. But yeah, no, he's a big proponent. Hence, Fatal Attractions. You know, that's right. When he's like, fuck you, Magneto. That's enough.
I'm going to mind wipe you up, Onslaught.
Whoopsies. So two updates. One, apparently Black Cat and Wolverine got together in a miniseries called Claws.
Yes.
So sure. And then someone says, at this point, this was 2 years ago, so dated. This is on Reddit. Someone says, at this point, Wolverine's fucked the entire female Marvel Universe asides from minors. And then someone responds to that, Ultimate Wolverine has entered the chat. Like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Yikeroo.
Yep. He was sleeping with Jean Grey.
Did he also? Oh God, Jean Grey was like 15 in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about Silver Sable? That could be an overlap.
So that is all we have for the top 10.
Yes.
And did Spider-Man Silver Sable?
Clawmark, 50 people who banged Wolverine. That's great. He was on the list. I don't necessarily know.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel's apparently on this list. So there you go. Huh. That's your overlap. And then that'll do it for us nation. Wait, is this
Allies / Penis Cousins for Wolverine and Spider-Man?
Yes, exactly. Which, I mean, you throw Deadpool in there, you just have a pulse and some titties. Or maybe sometimes not. I don't know. In the case of Wolverine at some points. But that does it, Nation. Thank you for joining us for another spectacular. Does Wolverine have an adjective?
Another steamrolling episode of the top 10.
Wow, goodbye.
This has been a presentation of the Rude Boys Podcast Network.
Oops.